First Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to be going over verses 4 through whatever we get through. Hypothetically 11, but 4 through whatever we get through. A couple of things before we get started here. I think everybody's aware, but I just want to make sure that everybody is aware that Lima Rally, unfortunately, has been canceled for this year. Unfortunate that we had to make that decision, but it seemed like the most prudent decision to make at this juncture. Again, a little bit bummed this weekend in particular, because this would be the weekend that we would be at Lancaster. Missing that some as well, but hopefully that helps us to really appreciate stuff that we're able to participate in the future. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you like a thief. For you all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness, so then let us not sleep. Be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing. Let's pray. Great and glorious Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that are spoken today might encourage us, might edify us, might exhort us, might equip us, Father, to do the work of service. Lord, I'm really grateful and thankful for the clarity of the word. I pray that I would present it the way that you would have it to be presented. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Last week, past 2 weeks really, we've been talking about how there's an order of events that takes place at the Lord's second coming. And Paul is giving us information in particular in verses 13 through 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 as to what that's going to look like for Christians when Jesus comes back. So he's given us that information. Now remember, the chapter breaks they're not arbitrary. Okay, I think that for the most part, the translators do a good job, but they aren't inspired. Okay, so we're talking about the same thing there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we talked last week about how the day of the Lord that comes like a thief is definitional for the Lord's second coming, and how important it is to be ready for Jesus' second coming. That the only real peace and safety that there is peace and safety that's found in Jesus Christ, that no earthly institution can guarantee either peace or safety. And so when we're continuing on here, taking a look particularly at verse 6, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. The reality is that there are those who are asleep. That is, they are unconscious of the day of judgment. They are living their lives thinking that there is no God, no judgment, no reckoning for the deeds done in the body. They are asleep. And in their sleep, they're living lives of comfort, ease, and selfishness. They doze half-conscious as they search for another drink. They find various intoxications while they eat, drink, and stand up to play. And that's the world in which we live in today. Those slumberers errantly believe that they are secure as they push God from their minds with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. That is normal in the world around us. People who are spiritually asleep and in darkness. They think a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of their hands to rest, and the Lord's will come upon them as a robber or an armed man. The day of the Lord comes like a thief. A little spiritual sleep, a little spiritual slumber, a little spiritual folding of the hands to rest, And it's true that our poverty will come upon us like an armed man or a robber. There rests those who are in the world who do not understand that there is a day of judgment that is coming. Their rest is akin to someone driving a car at 90 miles per hour while asleep down the highway. Until you hit something, it's not a problem. But it results in disaster. People who are asleep. And so these people who are outside of Jesus Christ need to be woke up. You ever try to wake somebody up who's really asleep? It can be interesting, right? They need to be woke up. And we need to find different ways to wake people up. Because when somebody's physically asleep, most of us generally and typically try to wake them up nicely, right? They need to wake up. Hey, it's time to wake up. Time to wake up. Then we maybe start to get a little bit louder, right? All right, time to wake up. What if that doesn't work? Well, maybe we'll turn the light on. Maybe we'll do a little shaking. Maybe if none of those things work, maybe it's time to bring out the water, right? There's a number of different ways to convince someone that they need to wake up. In the same way, for those of us that are spiritually putting out the call sometimes needs some creativity. Because there's a lot of people that are distracted by the neon signs of the world telling them to pay attention to this over here or pay attention to that over here or look at this while they're doing a magic trick over here. See, people are asleep for various different reasons, and so it is our responsibility as Christians to be able to figure out how can we put out the call for them to wake up on an individual level. What can we do to convince them that it's time to wake up? But there's another thing here that's kind of interesting in verse 6. It says, but let us be alert and sober. You know, one of the reasons why there's warnings in the New Testament for Christians is because there's a tendency that we're going to need them. Right? The warning is there because, like, there's danger of us falling into what's being warned about. That's why that danger is there. And so when it says, let us not sleep as others do, we understand that they're asleep and it's our responsibility to help wake them up. But let us be alert and sober. Let us not sleep as others. So there's some risk here for those of us who are in Christ of falling back to sleep. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews, the third chapter, taking a look at verse 12, the first place that we're going to go. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Take care, brethren. Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart and falling away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Take care, brethren. Why do we tell people to be careful? Well, one of the main reasons we tell people to be careful is because it's easy to mess something up, right? You don't tell your kid to be careful about something that it doesn't really matter if they mess it up or not, right? Let them learn. Be careful. That drink is hot. Be careful. Right? If the drink's cold, whatever. Kid'll be fine. Right? Get a little wet. Change clothes. No problem. That's hot. Be careful. Take care, brethren. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be of sober spirit. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Be a sober spirit. Do you notice that sobriety keeps coming up in the spiritual battle? God wants us to be of sound mind, alert, and aware so that we are victorious. See, certainly this is not just talking about don't be drunk. Well, obviously. Scripture makes that clear here and a number of other places that if you're drunk, you're not in your right mind. But it's saying a whole lot more than that. What it's saying is that the battle for souls is intense, and if you approach that battle casually, you're going to become a casualty. So be sober, because we don't want casualties. God wants us to be of sound mind, alert, and aware, so that we're victorious, so that we don't fall into the tendency of falling back asleep. We want to be those who are victorious in this war, because the possibility exists for Christians to get drowsy, to start to fall asleep. Mark chapter 4, book of Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Mark 4, 18 and 19. And others are the ones on whom the seed was sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word. And the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Notice that this is ground, this is soil, these are people who have started out, but then there's something that choked out the life that stopped it from becoming fruitful. These are people who allowed themselves to fall asleep. They allowed themselves to become spiritually drowsy. And they were lulled by the worries of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things. That covers quite a bit, doesn't it? I don't think all that much has changed in 2,000 years as far as that regard goes, do you? So this warning is to be heeded for us every bit as much today as it was for the Christians there in Thessalonica. Things of this world can lull someone to sleep. Reminds me of a story of this guru type. And this guru had a disciple. And the disciple was trying to teach the master, the guru. And he gave him this story with a chuckle. He said, "Here's a question for you. Imagine that you're sleeping. And during that sleep, you're dreaming. And a big lion is chasing you. You try and run away. And you see a tiger coming in front of you. You turn sideways, but every side you turn to, you find a ferocious animal coming after you. How can you escape?" And the master, with a twinkle in his eye and confidence in his voice, said, "Wake up! Wake up." See, the world is trying to convince you that the lion and the tiger are real. And the reality for us Christians is that we need to wipe the sleep from our eyes and be alert to the real realm. The world says the tiger, the lion, the ferocious animals are all around us, and you need to be anxious, you need to be afraid, you need to look out for the things of this world. And the encouragement for those of us who are in Christ is to wake up. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 14. Ephesians 5, verse 14. "For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. See, when we were obedient to Jesus Christ in the waters of immersion, we were awakened. And Christ began to shine on us. Christ started to shine on us. That's where we were awakened. If you haven't been immersed into Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, you're still asleep. But it's really clear that as Christ has begun to shine on us, he is shining on us, we learn along this road. We're awakened in our immersion, but we press on to become more sober, more alert, more aware of the spiritual battle around us. We clear the sleep from our eyes so that we can spiritually be able to appraise things in the proper light. Fully aware, fully alert, fully awake. That's something that takes place over the process as we are transformed into the very image of Jesus Christ. We see things as they truly are. So, for those of us in Christ, there's a sounding of the alarm that needs to take place. And then gracefully demonstrating and communicating a full life. See, our waking methods are going to vary based upon the individual that we are waking, and even changes based upon our specific personality. But the overall mission remains the same. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We need to make sure that our lives match our lip. Our roles to play look different, but we must make sure that we are to fulfill our role, our responsibility, if you will, to the best of our ability. We need to make sure that we are awake on an individual level and that we are sounding the alarm in the ways that the Lord has blessed us with to wake up others. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Take a look in particular at verse 8. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. We are of the day. We belong to the day. Let's look at Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. Verses 11 through 13. Romans 13, we're going to pick up 14 as well. Romans 13, verses 11 through 14. And this do, knowing the time, that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to his lusts. The day that we are of is the day that the Lord comes like a thief. We are to put on the armor of light today, so that we are ready for the day of the Lord when we will put on our resurrection body. We are of the day. Notice here that it says, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. Well, we were saved when we were immersed into Christ, were we not? Absolutely, we were saved when we were immersed into Jesus Christ. But salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. What are we closer to? The salvation of the body. The resurrection body that has been talked about multiple times in 1 Thessalonians. And that salvation body that we are looking towards in the day of the Lord that comes like a thief. We are preparing for our resurrection bodies. We want to have spirits and souls that are ready for that body, do we not? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 gives us a little bit more information on that as well. Hebrews 9, 27 and 28. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him. If you are of the day, We're putting in ourselves in a position to make sure that we are eagerly awaiting him, that we're ready to receive our resurrection bodies, to be saved not only soul and spirit, but body, soul, and spirit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians 3:20. See, we are of the day, brethren. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. Now let's go ahead and go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, 2 and 3. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. And everyone who has his hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. God is what? Light. We are of the day. The question is, are we going to be ready? The only way to be ready for the day is by putting on the armor of light right now. The clothing of the armor of light keeps us battling the darkness and ensures our victory. A continual putting on of Jesus, starting at our immersions and continuing with the action of the Holy Spirit through our renewal, keeps us alert, awake, armored up, full of light, and ready for the day. Luke chapter 1. Luke, the first chapter. A prophecy that starts out about John the Immerser that makes reference to Jesus here. Luke chapter 1, verse 76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high shall visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus Christ is the sunrise from on high who shines upon us. Arise, sleeper. Awake, sleeper. Arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Second Corinthians 4, 6. For God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We are of the day. The light shines on us and the light shines in us. We put on the breastplate of love, of faith and love and helmet of salvation. And it's interesting. Here it's quite a bit different than Ephesians 6 when talking about putting on the armor of God. This breastplate of faith and love. Breastplate of faith and love. Well, to what? To protect our hearts. We put on the breastplate of faith, biblical faith, and love to protect our hearts. That's what a breastplate would do. We put on salvation to protect our minds. Again, we have, we put that on in a continual manner so that we can understand that, so that we're ready for the salvation of our bodies. We are to walk in light. Jesus is the eternal light who shines in our hearts. He has destined us for salvation, that is our resurrected bodies. Notice the transition then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We've been talking about our resurrected bodies in the day of the Lord. So sleep is now going to be used to talk about death. Go back there just real quick. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verses 9 through 11, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so again, obtaining our resurrection bodies through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Notice, the only people that's going to live together with Jesus is those who are spiritually awake, right? So this is using that transition that says, hey, whether we're awake or asleep, going back to 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, letting us know that whether you died in Christ or whether you're alive at Jesus' second coming, okay, that we're going to live together with him. Whether we are awake or asleep, whether we're physically alive or dead at the Lord's second coming, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. What better encouragement could you want? Whatever it is that we have to get through today, it's worth it to be able to get our resurrection bodies. It's worth it to prepare our spirit and our soul for that eternal body. And we have all the help we could ever want. We have the light of Jesus Christ shining out from us. He is transforming us from the inside out, and that light is being made known to everyone who is around us. It's real encouragement. 2 weeks ago, I took a picture of the church building in Wauseon. It was kind of a neat picture because I'm not a photographer type of a guy, but it was one of those things where picture had to be taken at that point. I'll leave the photography to Nikki, okay? But I got out my phone, and I take terrible pictures, by the way, terrible. But I got out my phone, and the house next to us at the church building in Wauseon, I mentioned to you guys, was on fire. I mean, it burned to the ground that Monday night. And it was pitch black out. I mean, it was probably 10:30 or so. Okay, and the flames were just going in the house beside it. And I took this picture, and all along the side of our building, which I'm pretty close to the far edge where I was taking the picture, all along the side of the building, you could just see the building completely lit up from the fire that was next door. And it made me think about how the fact that light pierces the darkness, how it's dark out there, and yet, because of the fire and the light that was emanating from that fire, I could see all the way down to our parking lot because of the light that was piercing the darkness. The light always pierces the darkness. And so the encouragement for us is to stay awake, become more alert, and cause others to awake from their slumber. Let's be children of light.